वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय तत्र वै वार्षिकान् मासान् अवासी स्वार्थ साधकः पौरैः सभाजितो अभिक्ष्णम् रामेण जानता च सः तत्र वै वार्षिकान् मासान् अवात्सीत् स्वार्थसाधकः पौरैः सभाजितो भिक्ष्णम् रामेण जानता च सः तत्र वै वार्षिकान् मासा अवासीत् स्वार्थसाधकः पौरे सभाजितो भिक्ष्णम् रामेणा जानता च सः तत्र वै वार्षिका मासा अवासीत् स्वार्थसाधकः पौरे सभाजितो भिक्ष्णम् रामेण जानता च सः रामेण जानता च सः तत्र वै वार्षिका मासा अवासीत् स्वार्थसाधकः पौरैः सभाजितो भिक्ष्णम् रामेण जानता च सः
माताजीस
तत्र वै वार्षिका मासा अवासीत् स्वार्थसाधकः पौरे सभाजितो भिक्ष्णम् रामेण जानता च सः
तत्र वै देर इंडीड वार्षिका ऑफ द रेनी सीजन मासा फॉर द मंथ्स अवासी ही रिसाइडेड स्व हिज ओन अर्थ पर्पस साधक ट्राइंग टू अचीव पौरे ही By the people of the city, Sabhajitaha, honored, abhikshanam constantly Ramena by Lord Balaram Ajanata who was unaware Chasaha and he Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation He stayed there during the monsoon months to fulfill his purpose. Lord Balaram and other residents of city, not recognizing him, offered him all honor and hospitality. As this verse does not have a purport, we'll read the next verse.
Ekada grihamaniya atithena nimantatam shaddhayopahritam bhaksham balena babuje kila.
One day Lord Balaram brought him to his home as his invited dinner guest. And Arjuna ate the food the Lord respectfully offered him. Purport. From the explanation of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, it is understood that Arjuna, in his sannyasi role, had just finished the 4 months of vows of the rainy season and could now again accept general invitations from householders. Thus, no one would have suspected any unusual motive in his visiting Lord Balaram at this time.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishay Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Potitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyushah Sarva Vaidaika Satphala Sarva Siddhanta Ratanadhya Sarva Lokaika Drikpada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Shriman Bhagavata Prabho Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshaksharayate Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya Shri Krishnaya Namostute Madeka Bandho Matsangi Mangaro Man Mahadhana Madanistaraga Madabhagya Madanando Namostute Asadhu Sadhu Tadayin Ati Nichicho Taraka Hanamuncha Kadachinmam Prem Narita Kanthayo Spuraha Hare Krishna I'd like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas to speak on such a elevated topic. I absolutely have no qualification But for my own purification, I shall make some attempt to speak on this very, very exalted topic. Actually, many times, you know, we see that when there are many pujaris in a temple, everybody has a different style of dressing. And more the pujaris, more the variety. And many times, when a novice pujari comes, a new pujari comes, and when he dresses, you know, in him, in his dressing, you will see some style of somebody and some style of somebody, you know. Like, you can categorize, the top to bottom, he has tried to copy somebody. So, speaking on this dais here is a fortune because, and it's very, very sheltering to even sit and listen to here because we have such array of exalted speakers speaking. So, even a person who is not so much well versed with Shastra can speak because if simply he hears and repeats the points of the exalted devotee. So, the points that were extracted are really good, but my presentation could be bad. So, I humbly apologize for my feeble attempt. So, it's a very beautiful pastime where several conclusions and several points can be drawn. In discussion, we have the two verses where first the vows of Chaturmasya that Arjuna is speaking in how, as a Tridandi sannyasi, he is doing, you know, the austerities before he does that, before he fulfill his purpose. So, it's beyond my reach to even talk about that. But a very, very interesting mention here is how Ramena Ajanata, as Lord Balaram, he is shown to be Agya. He doesn't know that he was Arjuna. So, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's very difficult to digest many times that how come Balaram could not recognize Arjuna. You know? So, Acharyas give commentary that many times Balaramji acts in certain ways just so that the sweetness of the pastime increases. So many pastime we see in the pastime of Kaliya where Krishna jumped in the waters and everybody else was in super anxiety. Mother Yashoda fainted. Nanda Maharaj was trying to jump in the Yamuna waters but was stopped by the other villagers. And Balaramji was super cool saying that, come on, it's a small snake which Krishna is fighting with and he can handle that snake very easily. Why are you so much getting bothered? So in many leelas, Balaramji had full confidence that Krishna will do it. But here, Balaramji is acting, you know, he's acting of course, that, you know, he is in illusion that, oh, I didn't know that it was Arjuna. And he's just acting as if he is a sannyasi. He honored him as he was, you know, as he was on that mountain and performing austerities. Looking at the austerities, he paid respects and all that, as this verse says. All the Dwarkavasis, as well as Lord Balaramji, he is respecting this sannyasi for doing this austerities. If we see the pastimes that Krishna did on this planet, the majority of his pastimes are in Dwarka. 11 years in Vrindavan. How many years in Mathura? Some few months or probably a year in Mathura. And the majority pastimes in Dwarka, which could be something like 123 years in Dwarka. So Dwarka pastimes are very instructive and very, very exemplary for the general populace to follow. At the same time, there is a sweet flair of transcendentalism. As we see here Balaram is shown to be agya. He is shown to be a little bit illusion that, you know, how come this happened? Well, which he'll realize later, you know, I couldn't recognize this was Arjuna. One more pastime we see in Vrindavan, Leela, and that is the pastime of Brahma Vimohan, where as they are grazing the calves, Krishna and Balaramji are in the Kaumara Leela in this pastime. They are below 5. And here, as they are moving about in the pastures of Govardhan, suddenly Balaramji sees that the cows from the top of the mountain, Govardhan, as they see their calves, suddenly become excited. Suddenly, their milk bags start pouring milk. And with full force, with a steep slope, they're running towards their calves. And he's wondering, what is happening? You know, these calves are not newborn calves that, you know, they need the milk of the mother. These are grown-up calves. You know, normally the mother showers, a cow showers a lot of affection and love to a calf when it's born to protect him, to provide proper milk to him. But once the calf is grown up, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink milk. He eats grass. So here Balaramji was wondering what is happening, and it is not that phenomenon was only with one cow, with so many calves. It is mentioned that Nanda Baba had 9 lakh cows. So we can imagine how many cows were there who were just acting in the same way, totally focused to its own calf, running, you know, and the slope they could have slipped, but, you know, just keeping that aside, not minding the risk of slipping, they are running towards calves and licking them. So after that, he saw another phenomenon, that the elder gopas who are controlling the cows on the top of the car of the mountain, they were frustrated, they were angry. How can these cows, you know, go beyond our control? They're not supposed to go like this. They'll fall, they'll slip, they'll hurt themselves. And as they are about to show their anger, when suddenly they see their own children, who are also grown up, not very, very small, they suddenly go and kiss them, they shower affection, and Balaramji, there's something wrong. There's something wrong going on here. What is happening? The cows are showing affection to the calves, the gopas, the elderly gopas are showing affection to the younger gopas. And then Balaramji turns to Krishna and said, Krishna, you are hiding something from me. What is exactly happening? Why are the cows and the elder gopas are showering affection to their little ones just as they shower affection to you? Then Krishna reveals to Balaramji what happened in the past 1 year. How he expanded as each and every calf with every detail, each and every gopa with every detail, and resided in the houses of all the Brajvasis just to reciprocate with each and every gopi and each and every gopa and each and every cow who wanted to shower their affection on Krishna. So he gave them the chance to, you know, become his parents. And then Balaramji thinks, you know, how can this happen that I be in illusion? So here we see how Balaramji, similarly, here Krishna has put him into the transcendental, you know, illusion. Normally, Balaramji is not different from Krishna. Prabhupada, you know, in a conversation with Prabhupada says, the only difference is Krishna is black and Balaramji is white. But here, Balaramji, accepting the position of a servitor, is ready to fall into illusion. And also, we see here, as Arjuna has accepted this role of a sannyasi, you know, very beautifully yesterday, His Grace Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu spoke about how bhakti is beyond logic, bhakti is beyond moralist. So whenever we read this pastime of Arjuna becoming a sannyasi to getting married to Subhadra, you know, many times, you know, we feel that how can somebody do like this for fulfilling this purpose? You know, apparently he appears to be an immoralist. How can he do that? But we also have to zoom out a pastime and see why he did what he did. The acharyas mentioned that everything was done according to the desire of Krishna. It was not only the desire of Krishna, it was the desire of all the Dwarkavasis. Vasudev was very, very upset when he heard that Balramji is giving. He wants to give the hand of Subhadra to Duryodhan. But Arjuna is doing such an activity under the proper supervision of Krishna. And what happened before this? Why was Arjuna on a pilgrimage? He was on a pilgrimage to uphold a moral vow. As all the Pandavas married Draupadi, they had a system laid where when one Pandava, one of them is spending time with Draupadi, if another Pandava intrudes, then he will have to go for a pilgrimage for 1 year. So it so happened that one of the residents, he came running, a Brahmana came running to Arjuna and said that there is a thief who is stealing my cows. Please protect him. Please protect my cows. So Arjuna had to rush in the chambers because his weapons were there in the chamber. So he was in a dilemma. What to do? Yudhishthir Maharaj is with Draupadi and I'm not supposed to intrude. But I have to do it to save a higher principle. This is a, you know, dilemma where he has to choose between one or two. So he chose to intrude because he said, I will do this also. I will intrude and I'll get my weapons. At the same time, I will go for pilgrimage. Because vow is a vow. I have to follow that. So he did that. And Yudhishthir Maharaj said, no, you don't have to do it. If it was an emergency, and in an emergency, exceptions are always accepted. But Arjuna said, no, a vow is a vow. I have taken a vow that I have to go on pilgrimage for 1 year, so I have to go. And thus he left. And also we see, when Arjuna, he went to the heavenly planets to gather the celestial weapons, preparation, PL, preparatory leave, where he went to heavenly planets so that he can gather different weapons. And there, as he was watching the heavenly damsel Urvashi performing in front of Indradev, and Indradev saw Arjuna looking at Urvashi, and he thought Arjuna is interested in her. So he sends Urvashi so that Arjuna can enjoy with her. And when Urvashi offers herself to Arjuna, Arjuna declines. So it is not that Arjuna is a normal lusty person that who goes and sees and, you know, thinks, sorry, no, I want this, I want that, I want everything for my enjoyment. Here, Arjuna's enjoyment is directly linked with the pleasure of Krishna. He did this so that Krishna will be happy. We see also, you know, in the pastime of Prithu Maharaj and Indra, how Indra also stole the sacrificial horse. And what was the way in which he stole? He also became a sannyasi. But there, the primary factor for which he took the risk of becoming a different kind of sannyasi every time. And when Indra's son was trying to capture the horse and he saw Indra dressed up as a sannyasi, he did not attack Indra but just took the cow and came back. Also took the horse and came back. So Prabhupada writes in that purport that how Indra's this act has started the apasampradayas. And if you compare the same activity of Arjun to become like a sannyasi, we see that first of all, it was Indra's selfish desire for which he did that. But here, Arjuna was fulfilling Krishna's desire. And Indra was not directed by anybody but by his own plans. And Krishna master planned everything. You know, amazing quality of Krishna that he is a Bhakta Vatsal and ready to do anything for his devotee. Ready to plan anything, to devise a proper leela so that his devotee can be saved. So we see Indra and we see Arjuna. Yesterday we were discussing in the pastime of Narad Muni explaining about his past. It's very difficult to reveal our past to everybody. You know, our pasts which are full of mistakes, which are full of conditionings. But here, we were discussing, you know, this Gauranga Darshan Prabhu was telling us that how it is the benevolence of the demigods and the benevolence of devotees who are ready to display their mistakes so that it can be sung for ages. It is not that, you know, in one group it will be discussed. It is going to be discussed eternally. It is mentioned in the pages of Bhagavatam. They are ready to allow others to, you know, sing about their mistakes so that others learn from their mistake. So we are just discussing that we have to learn from these mistakes, but at the same time, we should not demean their character. They are exalted, they have exalted position, they have exalted character where they are displaying such pastimes so that the general populace can learn and Krishna's plan can be fulfilled. So it is not that we are demeaning Indra's character, but just showing how Krishna displays through him something else and through Arjuna something else. Also, in this pastime and the entire Vrindavan Leela, Dwarka Leela, we see Balramji opposing Krishna in different ways just to increase the sweetness of the pastime. You know, when initially one will read that when the Dwarkavasis wanted Subhadra Devi to be married to Arjuna, when Krishna wanted that she should be married to Arjuna, why did Balram oppose? I mean, what's happening, you know, in another pastime during the Shamatak Jwar also. Balram just left. You know, he just said, I'm going for a pilgrimage. And he left. During Rukmini's abduction, you know, the kidnapping of Rukmini, when Krishna was about to punish Rukmini at that time, Balramji, you know, acted in a very angry way and said, you know, you can't do this to your relative, you know, although he himself killed him for a small reason. But, you know, this is a transcendental way in which Balramji is acting. Srila Jiva Goswami mentions in the previous verse that Balramji acts in different pastimes in a certain way. Just like in Vrindavan pastime, he always, you know, is on the opposing side with Krishna, you know, in that tug of war pastime, he is always on the opposite side. In the Pralambasura pastime, he is always on the opposite side. Just so that Krishna can act in an ecstatic way. So that Krishna can, it would have been a very, very amazing, very, very simple pastime that Arjuna is liked by all the Kauravas, all the Yadavas, and, you know, a simple pastime where, you know, they go to, they approach the elders and then the marriage happens. Then it would have been a very 2-3 line pastime. But here, Krishna is arranging a super plan so that and an amazing pastime can come. So that an exciting pastime can come. So Balaram ji, although he is acting in a opposing way, but it is just to increase the transcendental flavor of the pastimes of Krishna. Also, we see, you know, I spoke this point before also, but it's very relevant here that Balaram ji is ready to break, you know, all normal, you know, modes of conduct, where just so that the pastime can be sweeter. Normally, in the Vedic age, as mentioned in the third canto, Diti and Kashyap's pastime, where Srila Prabhupada mentions that with the training of chastity, the girl was also given the freedom of expression as to, you know, who is, you know, whom do you want to choose as your husband. But here Balaram ji is not giving choice to Subhadra Devi, not even asking, you know, whom do you want to get married to. So, you know, apparently it seems like, you know, he is not following that. So, ready to be, you know, criticized for, you know, showing the arrogant behavior, but only concerned with the pleasure of Krishna, remaining just like Lakshmana. Lord Lakshman was like a loyalist, and Balaram ji is acting like a transcendental separatist. Generally, separatist is one who gives a separate opinion. The whole lobby will say something, but he will stand and say something else. You know, Kapil Muni mentions that, you know, in the mode of the bhakti, in mode of ignorance, one is a separatist. But here, this separatism is meant for a purpose, a transcendental separatism, just to increase the flavor of Krishna's pastimes. And when same Balaram ji comes as Nityananda Prabhu, he appears to be a transcendental extremist, where he goes to any level and does transcendental pastimes, you know, where he even breaks, you know, here as Lakshman, he is following the rules or the orders given by Krishna or Lord Ram. As Balaram ji, he just overrules everything and acts and still serves. And as Lord Nityananda, he does mysterious pastime like breaking the sannyas danda of Lord Chaitanya. He has just taken sannyas. He is supposed to go to Vrindavan, but just misdirects him so that he can come back to Navadvip. Acting like an extremist, but again for the pleasure of Krishna, for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, as we speak of this pastime and the other pastimes in Dwarka, these pastimes are called as Leela, which means that it has to be beyond logic. You cannot apply logic to Leela. When there is a discussion of rasa, one cannot get tattva into it. If you want to relish the rasa, don't bring in tattva. Just like if one has to make rasgulla, there's a strict recipe, a strict regime, you know, to do this, to do that. You know, you can see our Madhuram rasgullas are very amazing, big in size, juicy, very nice. But to make that, there is a proper strict manner. Many times people might experiment, but if you follow a particular regime, the result comes out. But when you are eating the rasgulla, you don't measure the rasgulla. You know, you don't weigh the rasgulla. You just relish the rasgulla. So you don't get the technicalities in eating the rasgulla. You just relish it. Just relish the sweet juice, the sweet flavor, and that spongy taste. So similarly, while discussing tattva, one has to be analytical. But when discussing rasa, one has to be very, very careful that he doesn't bring tattva, because tattva and rasa might collide and one might be confused. Now, why did Arjuna, you know, definitely, you know, as a strict rule that how renunciants cannot act in such a way. Of course, when Arjuna is going to abduct or kidnap Subhadra Devi, he is not going to do it in the garb of a sannyasi. He comes as a warrior. But for that purpose, whatever he did, it is not supposed to be followed, but just relished. A pastime which Krishna wanted to happen so that his devotees can relish and advance in devotional service. So, tattva should not be thought when rasa comes in picture. But who is qualified to discuss rasa? One who is deep rooted in tattva. Otherwise, you know, one can go to the extreme levels of sahajism where you're just discussing rasa and relishing pastime and unnecessarily agitating your senses and others. And what is that? What tattva? The tattva of the srijan, of Krishna's pastime of creation, of Krishna's pastime of different purushavatars, of different avataras, of Krishna's killing the demons. When one is ready by listening to the entire 9 cantos, then only he can relish the rasa in the Bhagavatam and these pastimes. So, just to summarize the class, we spoke about how Arjuna was not an immoralist. If we see the background of what Arjuna was doing and why he did that, and he was ready to do this immoral, so-called immoral act for the pleasure of Krishna, and how Balram, Lord Balramji, showing the behavior of a transcendental separatist, so that he can increase the pleasure of Krishna and make him act in an ecstatic way. And also we discussed about how rasa should not be mixed with tattva, but one who is deep rooted in tattva can discuss rasa. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.